Okay, so you know how everyone's saying AI is going to like totally change education? Well, we're diving into that today, like really getting into it. We're at EDU, this platform that everyone's talking about. I've been reading all these articles, reports, you name it.
It's pretty wild what they're
It
doing.
really is. Not like anything I've ever seen before.
Yeah, with EDU, it's not just like, oh, here's a textbook on a screen or anything like that.
Right.
It's about figuring out how you learn best as an individual.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and then it personalizes everything, the whole learning journey.
Wow.
It's about going at your own speed, your own way of learning.
I like that.
And get this, it even looks at your well-being, not just the academic stuff.
Oh, wait, well-being. I thought this was about learning, not like, therapy.
Well, it's both, kind of.
Okay, now I'm really interested. How does that work?
Think about it. Like, have you ever been totally stressed trying to learn something new?
Yeah, for sure. Like all the time in school.
Right, maybe a deadline,
Yeah.
or you just can't grasp a concept.
Ah, the woo-woo.
EDU gets that our emotions are super important to learning.
So it's not just feeding you info, it's like helping you through it.
Exactly. It's designed to support you emotionally the whole way.
Okay, that's wild. It's like a cheerleader and a tutor all in one. I love it.
Right.
But how does it actually work? What's the secret sauce here?
Picture this. It's 2 in the morning. You're stuck on some crazy math problem.
In there.
And instead of texting that one friend who understands calculus, you have this AI tutor right there.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's EDU. They have these conversational AI beings. And before you ask, they're not those annoying chatbots.
Oh, thank goodness. I hate those
Me
things.
too. These are totally different. It's more like having a mentor, really.
Okay.
They use super advanced language processing. They can actually sound like a person.
So you're telling me I could have a conversation with this thing?
Yes, you can ask questions, get feedback, it can even make jokes.
All right, you've got my attention. So this AI thing is like my study buddy, available 24/7. But how does it know everything?
Well, that's where PIE comes in, their proprietary ingestion engine.
PIE.
Sounds delicious.
Kinda. It's like this giant blender for information. It takes textbooks, research, everything.
Everything.
Yeah, and turns it into lesson plans just for you. Wow, so it's like having a personal chef for your brain. But with
Exactly.
all that info out there, how do you make sure it's all good? What about misinformation and bias?
Good point. That's why they have ICE, the Intelligent Curation Engine.
Another acronym.
Yeah.
I love it. So what does ICE do?
It's like a super fact checker. It checks everything for accuracy, makes sure there are no inconsistencies, and filters out questionable stuff.
So it's like the quality control for knowledge.
You got it.
Okay, so we've got these AI beings who are like our personal learning companions,
Right.
and then this engine making sure the info is good.
Yep.
But there are a ton of educational apps out there. What makes this one EDU so special? Give me the sales pitch. Why should I be excited about this?
Ever been up late studying, totally stuck, and wish you could just like ask someone a quick question? Oh, all the time.
ED is like having that study buddy who's always on call 24/7.
No more waiting for the library to open.
Exactly.
But what about all the other learning stuff out there? What about Khan Academy, Duolingo? They're huge.
Yeah, they're great. It's like Khan Academy is that friend who's good at explaining stuff,
Yeah.
But EDU is different. It's more like a coach, someone who's in your corner all the way.
So it's more than just getting an answer, it's about really understanding.
Right. It's about you, your goals, the whole picture.
What about Duolingo then? They're like the language experts.
Totally. But EDU can do languages and tons of other stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's not limited to one thing. It's more about like a whole new way of thinking about learning.
So you're saying it's broader, more well-rounded.
Okay, what about those homework apps then? Like Socratic, I've heard good things.
Socratic is good for those quick answers, like a boost.
Like a quick shot of caffeine.
Yeah, exactly. But EDU, it's building those learning habits for the long run.
So you're saying it's not just a quick fix, it's about building a foundation.
Yes. It's about empowering you to learn
I
anything.
like that. It's like a personal trainer, but for your brain.
That's a great way to put it. And it can even hold its own against those big corporate training platforms.
Oh, really? Like which ones?
Like Sana Labs, they're really good at job training, but EDU is flexible.
So it works anywhere, not just in a work setting.
Right. Can be in classroom, at home, wherever.
That's pretty cool. So it's like they took all the best parts of these other platforms and put them together.
And then added AI on top of it.
Right. The AI. But how does it actually work? I mean, we're talking about AI beings that talk, give feedback, everything.
So these beings are built on transformer models, right?
Transformer models.
Yeah, they're like the next level of language processing. It's how the AI understands and responds like a real person.
So it's not just spitting out pre-programmed responses. It's actually processing what I'm saying.
Exactly.
But how does it learn? Does it just like download info from the internet?
It's way cooler than that. It uses something called reinforcement learning.
Reinforcement learning, what's that?
Think of it like training a pet. You give it treats when it does something good.
Oh, I get it.
Right. So with EDU, every interaction you have, it's like a treat. It helps it learn and get better.
So it's like it's constantly evolving, getting smarter.
Exactly.
Okay, that's both super cool and a little bit scary.
Right. But like any new technology, we got to look at the good and the bad.
Exactly, we can't get totally carried away. What are some of the challenges with this then? Yeah, like, are there any downsides to this whole thing? What are the challenges?
One thing is making sure it stays interesting, you know?
Right, like, it's cool at first, but does it stay cool?
Exactly. You need variety,
Yeah.
even with the best AI tutor.
So how do they keep it fresh then?
That's where the humans come in, the teachers and
I
developers.
was wondering when they'd show up.
They have to get creative, come up with new ideas.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Think like simulations, virtual trips, even using stories and games.
Oh, that's cool. So it's not just about the tech, it's about how you use it.
Exactly. And that brings up another thing, the human element, you know?
Right, because learning isn't just about staring at a screen, is it?
Exactly. We learn from other people, from actually doing things.
It's like you can learn a language from a book, but you need to talk to people.
Yes, exactly. So even with EDU, you still need that real world stuff.
So it's not about replacing teachers, it's about giving them new tools.
Now you're getting it. And get this, imagine EDU, but it's a hologram.
Okay, now that's just cool, but is that even possible?
It's coming. Imagine a holographic Da Vinci teaching you anatomy.
Okay, stop. My mind is blown.
Right, or picture this, you're on a virtual trip to the rainforest with Jane Goodall.
All right, you win.
Yeah.
What else? What other crazy future stuff?
Well, we talked about it being personalized, right?
Yeah.
Imagine it being even smarter. It could learn how you learn.
Wait, learning how to learn?
Exactly. It could adapt in real time, keep you challenged.
That's wild. It's like it can read your mind or something.
Kind of. And remember how we talked about well-being?
Yeah.
Imagine it could sense if you're getting stressed.
Whoa, really? How?
It could analyze your voice, your face, even your typing.
No way.
And then it could change its approach to help you.
So it's like having a friend and a therapist all in one.
Exactly. It's about supporting the whole learner.
I love that.
Me too.
So it sounds like EDU isn't just some tech thing, it's like a whole new way to think about education.
Totally. It's about making learning better for everyone.
More personal, more engaging, more accessible.
Exactly.
It's pretty exciting stuff. Makes you wonder where it'll go next.
It really does.
Well, on that note, we'll leave you with this. If you could design your own AI study buddy, what would it be like? What would it teach you? Food for thought, everyone. Food for thought.